Good evening, good evening, and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's Tuesday, March 20th, 2007, about 11 p.m. here on the nose here, Central Time Zone, of course. And welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org or franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there as well. Our phone number this evening is the same that it is every evening. However, I'll give it out again. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. So, Alistair Jackson will be joining us here a little bit later, and I'm looking forward to that, of course. We have a lot to get into news-wise, which we'll be doing until Alistair joins us halfway through the hour here. And certainly a lot of news out there in the world as well. So we have quite a bit of things to talk about. One of the things that I wanted to discuss a little bit is politics. The 2008 presidential campaign is shaping up interestingly enough already. Needless to say, a lot of people are coming out and making statements. A lot of things are happening. But one of the things I wanted to highlight, I think, is a very, very fascinating opportunity. And I think it's got the powers that be moderately upset and probably moderately scared. And you'd say, wow, what could this be? It could be any number of things. It highlights the power of information, folks. It highlights the access that we all have to things these days that we didn't have perhaps in the past. And I'm talking about YouTube. You may have seen or heard a little bit about this campaign ad for Barack Obama, but it's against Senator Hillary Clinton. And very, very interesting things. This is just a short little clip. It's just a little over a minute, and it's got people flipping out. Now, I have no doubt that a lot of people are going to see this and say, well, you know, this is not Barack Obama's work. It's simply one of his supporters out there who is a little crafty with the computer. Okay. Yeah, I know what it is. That's what it's based on. It's different, though, obviously. Thomas doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm kidding, of course. No, you're right. It is based. It's based on the old Apple commercial for Apple computers. Came out in 1984, and it was about, you know, the whole 1984 concept, meaning the book. And this is a play on that, but it's a little bit different. And we'll talk about it a little bit. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you've not. But anyway, this thing is sort of a support for Barack Obama, and it's attacking Hillary Clinton. Now, what they're saying is that this thing is like sweeping the World Wide Web as far as YouTube goes, and Barack Obama is not claiming credit for it. They're saying somebody else did it. They don't know who. It seems like a really well-done piece of work. But if you think about it, folks, this is what it's all about. Now, you know, you could find clips of George Bush, you know, speaking his idiocies and all of these different speeches and things like that. And those, you know, they make the rounds. But something like this is actually, you know, very well crafted and being used to target, you know, one political candidate and support another as a result of that. So what they're saying here is that, wow, we just realized the power of the Internet. Now, granted, the power of the Internet has been there for a long, long time. I think Howard Dean raised millions and millions and millions simply through Internet campaigns. But now that you've got YouTube and all these video, Google Video and things like that at your disposal, people can actually go out there and do stuff like this. So I would tell you this, that if this is something you're thinking about doing, be careful. You know, people out there who are just devoting a lot of their time to supporting one candidate over another, they're just in for disappointment because they maybe don't know what we know. What do we know? That the whole thing is fixed. Fixed, fixed, fixed. So we'll talk a little bit about that here and read through this story, but this is a very intriguing thing. It also highlights the short attention span that Americans have, and we'll get into that too. Stay with us, my friends. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Tuesday evening's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, talking about this, the first real campaign ad, although it's not real. And when I say real, I just mean, oops, it's not officially sanctioned. Whether you believe that or not is, well, it's almost immaterial, but we'll get into the story here and then you can judge for yourself. Came out yesterday. It says a striking new and unauthorized negative campaign ad for Senator Barack Obama, Democrat from Illinois, that attacks his presidential nomination rival, Senator Hillary Clinton, Democrat from New York, is the latest sensation on the popular video sharing site YouTube. The 74-second ad is a creative take on director Ridley Scott's controversial 1984 Super Bowl commercial that launched Apple as a brash alternative to market leader IBM. But this time, the blonde female athlete running away from riot gear-clad police and carrying a sledgehammer is wearing an Obama tank top and listening to an iPod. The ad's protagonist runs past zombie-like citizens watching a grainy widescreen television image of Hillary Clinton talking about her presidential campaign. Clinton, the Democratic frontrunner, is likened to an Orwellian Big Brother, and the female athlete smashes her sledgehammer into the widescreen television and destroys it, shocking the citizens out of their complacency. The tagline on the ad reads the following, quote, "On January 14th, the Democratic primary will begin, and you'll see why 2008 won't be like 1984, end quote. Ooh, ominous. No, not really, but it is creative. You can dig on that. It says in the final scenes, the familiar Apple computer symbol is in the shape of an O for Obama, which morphs into the website address barackobama.com. The website may be Obama's official campaign website, but the ad's creator is a mystery. The Obama campaign claims it had nothing to do with the video. So again, is this simply guerrilla marketing on the part of politicians? I think that's very, very likely. I mean, honestly, think about this. If you created this thing, wouldn't you like put your name at the bottom or something, you know, your website, something to give yourself some credit? You might be able to get a job working for one of these campaigns, get some big fat money. Yeah, you know, whatever the case may be. If you do something like that, that's, you know, pretty creative. You'd think that you'd want to get credit for it. Instead, the credit is saying, oh, well, I don't want to take credit for this masterpiece of online engineering. But, gosh, if you really like it, go to Barack Obama's website and support him. What? So anyway, it's possible that this was not from the Obama campaign, but maybe one of his supporters. I don't know. Hard to say. But the point is, folks, is this opens up a brand new realm of opportunity for you and for all people. It gives the little guy a voice in the presidential debates and things like that. Now, there have always been clips on YouTube. There always will be. Rarely will they get any sort of media coverage of something like this. So I think it's extremely intriguing. Now, the other thing, too, keep this in mind. Now, a lot of people say, hey, man, there's so much great stuff on YouTube. There is. This ad is 74 seconds. That's about the length of time you can hold people's attention, okay, when they're trying to watch a video. Especially when, you know, you have slow internet or whatever the case may be, a slow computer but high-speed internet, and it takes an hour to download something that's 3 minutes long or whatever the case may be. You see what I'm saying? That's about how long people's attention span can be. So maybe if you're creative and you want to go out there and create ads, you can do so. You can do that. Keep it relatively short, and obviously make sure you have a little bit of truth in there. Don't just be out there shilling for Obama rather than Hillary. We have to get away from that paradigm, folks, of the lesser of two evils. That's a dangerous, dangerous mindset. But the story goes on. Says Simon Rosenberg, president of the Washington-based New Democrat Network, an influential party advocacy group. He says, quote, this ad represents the emergence of a new era in political advertising. It's a condition of 21st century politics. It is a brave new world. The barrier to entry for politics has been lowered, and it's much easier for average Americans to participate and engage, end quote. Yeah, by participate, they don't mean actually run. Okay, because we don't have those kind of bank accounts. But you can, of course, endorse somebody or maybe attack somebody. I don't know. It's out there, and it's available to people. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that this is probably going to put a scare into Hillary Clinton's campaign, for example. But for the most part, and I think a lot of people would agree with me on this, the elections are fixed. Now, you could say, how can they do that? How can they do that? A lot of ways. Most notably, of course, through electronic voting machines. That's simple enough. Secondly, the popular vote doesn't even matter. You've got the Electoral College to contend with as well, which is another opportunity for deception. Then you've got the fact that you can actually just get a candidate who's going to take a dive through a variety of different reasons, such as they'll say, hey, we're going to falsely report the votes, and you just concede defeat, okay? And they'll say, okay. Look at John Kerry. I mean, Al Gore, a lot of people chastise him for sort of dragging the whole process out. But it wasn't just him. I mean, obviously, George W. Bush drug the process out as well in 2000. So, you know, everyone was saying, oh, come on already. Just give up. Let's move on. We don't even know who the president is. You remember that. Well, 2004, Kerry just concedes right off the bat. And a lot of people were upset. And they said, what? We've got all these different things out there. You know, all the hopes and dreams of the entire Democratic Party riding on John Kerry. And he just turned and just rolled over and surrendered. What a pansy. You know, a lot of people were very upset by that. Well, if you look at it, and I think all of us did, certainly as soon as Kerry was announced as the nomination for the Democratic Party, you know, here you've got two skull and bonesmen. So, again, was it ever an issue? No, of course not. It was not an issue to me. I think we all knew how it was going to go down. So, in this particular campaign, we still don't know who the Republican frontrunner is going to be, but a lot of those guys that we've heard and talked about, these guys are in the know, these guys are in the loop, these guys are in on it. McCain, Giuliani, come on. It's a non-issue. So, if you get somebody who's a Republican, who's, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, he's in the group, he'll take a dive, same way Kerry took a dive in 2004. Plain and simple. However, for somebody like Hillary, she's got to obviously make her way through the Democrats before she can go up against a Republican. Now, if Barack Obama's people or somebody who supports Barack Obama is going out there and doing something like this, whoa, that's got to put a little scare into her. She's got to say, man, people are paying a lot of attention. They're getting their news from The Daily Show and from the Internet. Newspapers are on the decline. News magazines are on the decline. People are getting it from radio, from the Internet, from television, but not from the conventional sources. Okay? They're not getting it from CNN. They're getting it from Comedy Central. They're not getting it from Time.com. They're getting it from YouTube. So you see how the possibilities open up. So I think when you look at YouTube, of course, bought up by Google, Google is definitely one of the club. They're in on all this stuff. So it's very possible that they might seek to prevent some sort of campaign or political endorsement-related videos off the Internet from here on out. Because I have a feeling, like I said, I really think this is going to put a scare into some of the candidates. Because, again, if you're putting out something, you could put out a documentary exposing Hillary Clinton for who she is. And let's say you do it in an hour and a half, which is a good amount of time for a documentary. Nobody's going to sit in front of the computer and watch a documentary for an hour and a half. But you give them 60 seconds, give them a minute and a half, they'll watch it. So you guys can really be out there spreading the truth. And we talk about it. People say, what can I do? What can I do? You can do anything. Whatever you're led to do. If you're one of those people who's creative at this sort of thing, you can make a difference. And this is saying, you know, just the fact that this got some attention. Now, if you were to go out there and make a 74-second video that exposes, you know, the complete hypocrisy of the American political system, you think that's going to get covered by ABC News? No. Unlikely. But it's an interesting story, and it does sort of, again, highlight the fact that people can get involved. It says, the ease of new technologies enabling political activists to make their own media and post it online. Using a simple laptop and software, ordinary Americans can garner attention that political campaigns are spending millions of dollars of advertising to get. Anyway, so Rosenberg goes on saying, quote, it used to be that unless they bought tens of millions of dollars in advertising, you weren't going to be able to be heard. Now, if an ad catches on YouTube or wherever, and it becomes trendy and exciting, it could have just as much impact, end quote. So again, this could be a way of the political campaigns, these individual campaigns for the, you know, Democrats and Republicans alike, to be able to sort of get outside the expenditures, I guess you could say, by having people volunteer, quote unquote, to put these ads out there and release them to multimedia forums like YouTube and whatnot. But anyway, it says experts say the emergence of popularity of YouTube could level the playing field when it comes to third-party attack ads. So for your third parties out there who are not going to get invited to debates, who are not going to get really any news coverage at all, yeah, that could level the playing field. So again, it does open up some opportunities for the little people, meaning all of us. Rosenberg says, quote, this is unsettling, particularly for the candidate. It means that increasingly the political campaigns are going to be one voice among many, albeit a very loud one. They are not going to be in control, and there's nothing they can do about that, end quote. So very, very interesting. Watch for this to develop in some capacity. It will either, again, be an opportunity that everybody jumps into and starts, you know, having so much garbage out there that you can't even keep it all straight, or somebody will swoop in with some sort of federal order to clamp down on political ads being distributed on the Internet. So watch for either of those things to possibly develop. Rosenberg went on to say, quote, we have no idea what the campaigns are going to look like in fall of 2008 because of the velocity of change is increasing, end quote. Rosenberg noted that the Apple iPhone is scheduled for launch in June of 2007 and added, quote, broadband video will be in 80 million phones by 2009. YouTube is going mobile by the end of the year. TiVo will soon follow and allow you to record things off the Internet. Media, including these viral political ads, are going to be viewed in a rapidly accelerated way, end quote. So again, one of two things can happen. Either people are going to start empowering themselves and getting their voices out there, getting their messages out there, or the feds are going to jump in there and say, nope, no more political ads on YouTube, and no more political ads on Google Video, and no more political ads here, here, and here. Because again, there's financial elements to all this, but this is a door of technology that perhaps they hadn't considered. And then again, maybe the whole thing is orchestrated, but I think it's more likely that this probably was crafted by somebody else, and it's getting attention, and now they're going to have to silence this opportunity for those of us who have no other voice. Stay with us. Back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our guest, Alistair Jackson, is scheduled to join us in about 10 minutes, and we'll have him up in 10 minutes. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Thomas, 10 minutes? Yeah, thanks. Thanks for paying attention. Okay. I like to give Thomas some crap. I always do. We always have fun with our producers there behind the scenes. So anyway, when we left off, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this whole thing with YouTube and sort of what role the internet is going to play in the political campaigns. Of course, we always see the various forwards going around it. People email stuff all the time saying, yeah, Hillary said this back in 1972 or whatever. They never really get any play. This thing is getting some attention. So either A, again, it was done intentionally by Barack Obama. One of his supporters is going to take, you know, if they can somehow track it and trace it, right? I mean, that's the whole thing. Cyber terrorism, you got to be able to track and trace everything, and yet, oh, we have no idea where this came from. That sounds a little suspicious to me. Somebody may fall on the sword for him if it does come out that they, it was one of their affiliates, one of their personnel or something. But I think this is maybe something they hadn't considered. And again, had this thing not been covered by ABC News, maybe, and nobody would have heard about it, but I have a feeling that because it was in a news story, and of course all the other outlets picked it up, it does highlight something. some potential. But again, we have to remember something, that this whole thing is fixed from the start on both sides of the political aisle. Here is a story that might highlight this for you, and maybe you followed it, maybe you have not. March 14th is when it came out, AP. A judge suspicious of more corruption pressed two former election board workers to tell what they know and sentenced them Tuesday to the maximum of 18 months in prison for rigging the 2004 presidential election recount to make their job easier. Two people, 18 months in prison, presumably apiece, for rigging the 2004 presidential election recount. Now, they say right here, to make their job easier. What they're saying is they didn't want all this extra scrutiny of all these additional ballots, so they just picked out the ones for recount that were very, very clear as to who it would go for. No dangling chads, dimpled chads, dented chads. You remember all those. Pregnant chads and blah, 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 blah. But it's immaterial, really, because what did they do? They rigged the recount, right? Regardless, they said, oh, we were just doing it to make our job easier. But they rigged the 2004 presidential election recount. Regardless, if you throw a couple words at the end, to make their job easier, they rigged the 2004 presidential election recount. 18 months in prison. And why? Because the judge is suspicious of more corruption. This is a huge story, and we've addressed it on the air, meaning we've referred to it. We have not actually read this story, but here it goes. Said Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Court, Judge Peter Corrigan, who allowed the women to remain free on bond pending appeal, he said, quote, I can't help but feel there's more to this story, end quote. Some of their friends and relatives sobbed as the judge imposed his sentence. The judge repeatedly asked Jacqueline Maiden, age 60, an election coordinator who was the Cuyahoga County Board's third highest ranking employee, and ballot manager Kathleen Dreamer, age 40, if higher-ups in the board had directed the recount rigging. The judge prodded, quote, it seems unlikely your supervisors wouldn't know, end quote. The judge is highlighting this. He knows that they're following orders. But guess what? They're probably getting a big fat check when they get out of jail for keeping their mouth shut. Make no mistake. The women, it says, standing side by side, said they had cooperated with the state investigation of the elections board in Ohio's most populous county. The board had been a lightning rod for critics wary since Ohio gave the 2004 election to President Bush. So they rigged the 2004 presidential election recount, and Ohio went to Bush. These two gals got 18 months in prison. And probably a check. Again, some hush money. Dreamer said she was not protecting anyone at the board and had been truthful in the investigation. Maiden said she wouldn't lie even to protect someone, saying, quote, I've never tried to do anything underhanded, end quote. The judge, however, sounded skeptical when he said, quote, telling the whole truth, that's what's important. I'm not convinced you've done that, end quote. So the judge actually sort of berating these gals, saying, what are you talking about? You guys got together and planned this whole thing? You guys just came up with this idea off the top of your own head, and oops, we were just trying to make our job easier. We didn't realize that the 2004 election would go to Bush as a result of Ohio. He doesn't believe it. I don't believe it either. Erie County Prosecutor Kevin Baxter, appointed as an outside investigator to look into the election board in Cleveland, told that judge that the women had been uncooperative in the investigation and appealed for prison time for them both. He said, quote, the defendants have never come clean, end quote. Prosecutors say the employees broke the law when they worked behind closed doors 3 days before the December 16, 2004 recount to pick ballots they knew would not cause discrepancies when checked by hand so they could avoid a lengthier, more expensive hand recount of all votes. So if they did just a minor recount, like a sampling, I guess, and they said that all these were fairly clear, then they could avoid a lengthier, more expensive hand recount of all votes. Now, riddle me this, Batman. Are they paying for it out of their pocket? Are they saying, listen here, Jacqueline and Kathleen, it's going to be a lengthier and more expensive hand recount of all the votes, and you guys have to pay for that out of your pocket? And they'll say, darn, why didn't we rig this? This is a lengthier and more expensive hand recount of all votes. They're not paying for it, and they're not going to have to do it only themselves. A lengthier process? So that why did they do that? So they could have a shorter job? I mean, most people want job security. Most people, if you said, hey, look, if we get this thing sorted out, you guys can go away till the next election. But no. These gals said, oh, no, we want to be out of work. We want this whole thing to be wrapped up. We want a president decided, and we're not going to be standing in the way of that. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck. Much makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. Just finishing up this story before we bring our guest up on the air. The story goes on. Baxter criticized the outspoken support for the women from Robert Bennett, the election board chairman and head of the Republican Party in Ohio. Endorsing such criminal behavior is, quote, amazing and astounding, he said, according to Baxter, who did not indicate if the investigation might lead to more charges. Bennett said later in response from that the prosecution was politically motivated and directed against Michael Vu, who quit the board as board director last month, and said he felt any errors by Maiden, a Democrat, or Dreamer, a Republican, were inadvertent. Okay, so let's cover some of this stuff. The judge and the prosecutor are very upset with these two gals, okay? They're upset with them because they're saying, look, who told you to do this? Who told you to do this? Who told you to do this? And the gals aren't saying it. They're like, oh, we would never do anything like that. I'm always honest. I'm always straight up with people. No way. So the judge's like, fine, go to jail. Maximum. Maximum sentence for both of you, a whopping 18 months. For what? Again, quoting from the story, for rigging the 2004 presidential election recount. Now, what's interesting about this? Outspoken support from the women from Robert Bennett, the election board chairman and head of the Republican Party in Ohio. Of course, the Republican Party in Ohio, I should say the guy from Diebold in Ohio, said that he promised he would deliver Ohio for Bush in 2004. He did it. And this guy, Robert Bennett, is outspokenly supporting these two gals. One of them a Democrat and one of them a Republican. So you don't think the fix is in, folks. You are sadly, sadly, sadly mistaken. You are out of the loop. You are completely in la-la land. You have no idea what's going on. Each defendant was convicted of a felony count of negligent misconduct of an election employee. Maiden and Dreamer were also convicted of one misdemeanor count of each of failure of elections employees to perform their duty. Both were acquitted of five other charges, and a co-defendant who was an assistant manager of the ballot department was acquitted on all seven counts. Ohio gave Bush the electoral votes he needed to defeat Democratic Senator John Kerry in the election and hold on to the White House in 2004. Kerry beat Bush in Democratic Cuyahoga County 448,000 plus to 221,000 plus. The prosecutor, it says, did not claim the rigged recount affected the outcome of the election. Kerry gained 17 votes and Bush lost 6 in the county recount. But again, what did they get convicted for? Again, 18 months for rigging the 2004 presidential election recount to make their job easier. Now, again, what was easier about their job? Well, it would have been time-consuming and a lengthy process. It would have been more expensive to hand recount all of the votes. But again, it's not their money and it's not their time. One was a Democrat, one was a Republican. The judge is accusing them of following orders from somebody. And the gals are like, oh, no, Your Honor, I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do that. So again, when you're looking ahead to 2008 and you're looking ahead to all these different things, these different political machinations and sort of what's going on, oh, is it going to be Hillary? Is it going to be Obama for the Democrats? I don't think it even matters. It's going to be Hillary. I think it's always going to be Hillary. It's just, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I could be completely and totally wrong, folks. It's always a possibility. All right. Let us move on to our special guest this evening. He is an amazing man with a lot of access to information on a wide variety of subjects and able to contextualize this and utilize all this in the practice of distributing information for people so they can help themselves in a variety of different ways. And, of course, he is with the Total Wellness Group. You can visit them online, www.mederimachines.com. That's MEDERIMACHINES.com. And the 800 number, if you'd like to place an order for the Mederi machine, you can do so at 888-5-MEDERI or 888-563-3374. So there you have it, folks. Big, big, big kudos to our good friend Alistair Jackson joining us on the program. Welcome to the show, Alistair.
Hey, g'day. How's it going, everyone?
It's going well here, and I'm glad you're here as well. So what's happening in the local sickness community? What's plaguing us these days?
Oh, yeah, let's skip all the good news and get right to the end of the trough.
Hey, I hear that.
Well, I'd like to say that there is actually a bit of an upturn in people's strength with spring coming on in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
There are some concerns that I would forecast that people should be really looking after their immune systems aggressively as if they had the flu over the next 2 months. And if they don't, they will end up with something like a summertime flu because people who are not equipping themselves, I think there will be a wave of sickness by about May, June or so.
Wow.
But what's going on right now? Well, spring fever, of course, so people are feeling naturally a little bit sort of dopey coming into the spring. The frequencies in the atmosphere are a bit lower. But thanks to whoever who presses those buttons and drives that harp that angels don't play, drives the frequencies even lower and pushes those down into theta range of brain rhythms, brain waves, and so everybody's kind of even dopier. They're completely asleep. It's something I'd like to talk a little bit about is brain frequencies and the significance of them to help us understand things about ourselves. And I'm particularly concerned about parents understanding why their children behave the way they do, especially in the transition from 10 to 13 or 14 years of age.
Oh, that would be great information. You know, I've actually had people email me and say, hey, can you get somebody on to maybe talk about when is a good time to sort of broach the subjects of the things we talk about with our kids? Because a lot of times you look at your kids and you say, man, these kids are brilliant. These kids are brilliant. But then, you know, obviously hormones or whatever starts coming into play, and kids seem to then be less mature, less brilliant, and then they're brilliant again the next day, and you're kind of, you know what I mean? You just kind of go back and forth with that.
It's reflected in their taste in music as well. If you give them free rein at the stereo, for instance, they'll be putting on an assortment of music that about drive you mad if you hang around to listen to, because they switch moods or frequencies or types of music so randomly. Well, kids want the full picture. They want the splash, the shotgun effect. They want their senses stimulated, and for good reason. It's a training exercise for the brain. However, there are things that interfere with the natural process of brain development, and there are even things that throw us back into regressiveness, and I'm talking particularly about the most potent thing that does that. That's the HAARP weapon system, so-called weather modification system. As far as human life is concerned, it's a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening when they're running that machine is the dominant pulsed frequency that you feel that affects you is down in the very low, ultra-low frequencies of below 3.5 hertz cycles per second. There are other frequencies mixed in with it for different reasons, but if you know what I mean, when just put the people in the picture, everybody... you know that you would pick a certain type of music to relax.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
If you wanted to really zone out and hypnotize yourself, you might pick lift music, you know, elevator music. if you want to get in a relaxed but sort of alert mode, you might pick some creative classical jazz, you know, mm-hmm. some of the modernized stuff with vibraphones and things. And if you want to really get hyped up, you're going to listen to some rock and roll or heavy metal if you want to jangle your nerves. In each of these cases, what you're demonstrating is that like frequencies attract like frequencies. If you wanted to relax,
wow.
you don't put Def Leppard on or whatever. You know, that's not a good choice.
Right.
On the other hand, if you want to get in a frenetic mood, you could put on some, you know, head-bashing stuff.
Hmm.
Well, the government seems to know that in playing their high-powered instrument into the ionosphere, bouncing it off of the edge of the ionosphere and amplifying it back onto us courtesy of their added feature, the bling of it all, the chemtrails, puts us into an extremely powerful low pulse that conditions our brain or forces our brain to easily go into sleep mode so that they can put that mindless idiot like O'Reilly on bloody Fox News, and make people actually believe they're hearing the news instead of being, you know, propagandized, etc.
And I never thought about that.
Well, that's what's going on. They're playing our brain frequencies.
Wow. Let me ask you this then. So, in essence, and we've talked about this before, if they're trying to, let's say, draw viewership to Fox Network or something like that, and there's some sort of frequency or something affiliated with that particular channel,
pulse it. They can pulse the frequency through the television. You can have a 1 to 3.5 second pulse coming through as a visual without being aware of it.
That's interesting. We just talked about a story the other day that said scientists have proven without a doubt that subliminal effects can be implemented in your brain.
That puts you into theta wave, the very deepest of brain.
Okay.
I mean, into delta waves, I'm sorry, below theta. Theta is asleep, and delta below that, below 3.5 cycles a second, is deep sleep.
Mm.
They can put very subliminal ideas into your brain that you accept as holograms that become reality for you in that state. Well, if they're drumming that into you all day long, all the things you're doing on automated mode, and you're in this dreamy state where your whole system is suppressed to a dream like level of brain activity. It takes a tremendous effort to do conscious actions and thoughts. It burns up way more brain nutrients than are available.
Really?
And so we go into deficiency states, and then we call our kids ADD. And then we feed them Oscar Mayer and Wonder Bread and Miracle Whip and Pepsi and 7-Up and stuff like that, and wonder why on earth they aren't the honor kid at school and how come the teacher wants to kill them.
Wow. That's incredible to me. I've never heard these things before.
Well, it seems obvious to me, but, you know, you've got to put the picture together.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Well, you know, and this is why... See, you've been doing this for 30 years, my friend. You know what you're talking about. But for those of us who maybe have never thought about this, I mean, there's, let's say for a parent with a child, there's kind of a running joke, kind of like don't drop the soap in prison. There's running jokes about things that aren't really joke-worthy at all. You don't want to joke about dropping soap in prison. What I'm saying is that with kids, you know, they call it the terrible twos. So you're affiliating 2-year-olds with automatic behavioral disorders at some level just because they're kids and they're going through some sort of physiological, psychological changes. And then, of course, there's puberty. I read a story that said now kids are going through puberty so much younger.
Yes, well, you ought to understand something, that approximately 13 years of age in a human being, a kind of a magical thing takes place in the brain. Previously, the brain has been dominated by a 3.5 to 7.5 cycle per second, or hertz, frequency. And the frequency of alpha waves, 7.5 to 13 hertz, is virtually not there. There's a bit of beta wave activity every now and again when a whole lot of push for knowledge is going into the brain, but it very quickly reverts to this theta level of 3.5 to 7.5 hertz. Well, the interesting thing about that, that's up to 13 years of age. No alpha waves coming through of any note. That is the frequency of sleep in the body. A child is essentially up to 13 years of age in a dream world. That's why you say, so dreamy, she's so dreamy. It's literally how it is. They are learning by holographic experience. That's why what happens at home is a million times more powerful than anything that teachers can do at a school.
Wow.
If somebody at home is doing what they should, but if they're doing what they should not, it's a million times harder to undo the ramifications of that, and our society is busy trying to build enough prisons to keep up with the pressure.
Wow. So in essence, what you're saying here is that accounts for children having imaginary friends and things like that.
Yes. And
okay.
It's why they live out so many things so patterned. You know, kids say, I'm not going to be like my parents. Well, watch out, because you went through 13 years of a dream where the hologram of those people was the biggest thing that's ever going to be in your brain waves, in your emotions, engrafted into you. You are a hologram in part of your upbringing. Anyway, so the point is that then see, this is why parents need to understand it. 13 years of age, there's a big transition going on, maybe between 10 and 15. They're not thinking all the time like an adult, because the alpha waves only switch on from time to time and only when there's adequate energy and nutrients available to keep doing that. So they can only concentrate and have a higher thought, an alpha wave, for a short time. And anyway, they have to learn how to operate between alpha and beta waves, a slightly higher frequency, without losing control. That's why they get excited and run off into all their feelings, and you lose track of what the story was all about.
That's amazing.
As a parent, you have to understand you're going to be watching this drama and symphony of an alternate between a symphony and a rock and roll group, you know.
It's like split personality disorder.
Definitely.
Wow.
And that's what happens to somebody in adulthood who fails to make it into alpha waves as often as they should, and they behave in a childlike manner. And when people under pressure, stress, anxiety, they go into that theta, delta wave of protection for themselves and become childlike.
That's interesting, because that reminds me of something you had mentioned before about how people, when they get in some sort of distress or they're depressed or whatever, they have their comfort foods, which is most likely something
that
their parents
had when they were 6 years old.
Right. And odds are probably bad for them.
Very bad for them, because grandma thought it was good to reward you with a Snickers bar.
And God bless grandma.
And so then all of a sudden you tell the person they mustn't have that Snickers bar, and they say, and then they're thinking, they lapse into that lower brainwave frequency of feelings and remember grandma, and all of a sudden the big bad doctor is telling them that grandma was bad.
Wow.
And so
that's really amazing.
They give themselves a subconscious way out of quitting junk.
So I guess the main thing is that, in essence here, now children...
So one more thought before you go there.
Oh, okay.
One more thought. Why not keep everybody at a baby brain level by super pulsing with the HAARP system that frequency virtually all the time?
Oh, my God.
Keep them in the baby theta, delta, wave frequency dominant thing, because our brain resonates with the dominant frequency in the ionosphere. It used to be Schumann resonance, which, guess what? Schumann resonance, 7.5 to 10 hertz. Right in the alpha wave pattern. That's what the world stimulates us to grow up and have alpha wave form. But the HAARP system says go back to your caught, put on your diapers and let us take care of you.
My God. I have never considered that ever. This is unbelievable to me. I'm going to have to process this while I speak, so bear with me here. In essence, then, you've got alpha, which is basically adulthood, logical, sort of coherent type of thinking.
It's actually a restful state. It's an alert but relaxed state. It's sort of that transition where you're waking up and you can think about all sorts of things about yesterday and process the events and clear on a few things and get yourself organized without fully waking up. It's where you can slip back into sleep again.
Hmm.
Beta is much more active. And it's a higher frequency but lower amplitude in the brain. Alpha waves is where you go to in meditation.
Oh, okay.
To
so
figure
it's
figure things out, or prayer, deep prayer state with the Lord. You're letting go of your cares about the surrounding world and the stimulus of it, and you're going into that alpha wave state where you can process information at its highest form.
Hold on a second, my friend. Wow. I'm going to go and process this at a high form for about 3 minutes, and we'll be back with a good friend, Alistair Jackson. Don't miss a second.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Good evening, folks, and welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm just kind of sitting here in a stupor Just sort of pondering all this very, very hefty information given to us by our special guest this evening, great friend, Alistair Jackson. Welcome back, sir.
Hey.
Boy, you know, I got to tell you, you have just filled in a gigantic piece of the puzzle for me, and I'll tell you exactly sort of where I'm going with this. The way I understand what you're saying here is that when HARP is active, it's actually stimulating a frequency and puts your brain in a state that has a definitive psychological ramification, such as you said, alpha seems to be more calm, logical, rational, you have it together. And then I think beta, you said, is it beta?
Beta is the theta. More excited state.
It's, okay, so more emotional and maybe irrational, I guess, depending.
Well, it's modified by alpha if it's there.
Okay.
You see, that's the thing. In a child, it's not there. So the child, instead of saying, "I don't like the fact that you took my ice cream off me," wails its head off as if you cut its throat.
Oh.
Got it?
Wow. Yeah.
There's no control of the event there within the child's brain. Mm. So the parent, the loving caregiver, has to modify the effect of the event and say, it's not that big of a deal, calm down.
Yeah.
You're doing the thinking for them. You're putting proportion to what's going on. You're a very bad boy. Go to your room. It's like, you know, as if, you know, for us, they'd be like getting locked in jail. But it's over pretty shortly, and it's rationalized. The rationalizing gets done by the adults. Now, if the adults are having a difficult time being in adult brainwave form, guess what? You got a family full of babies. You got a lot more breakdown going on in relationships.
Well, you know,
people are behaving like babies.
Yeah,
so often.
I just think it's interesting though when you look at all the stories that we see so often these days. You know, man goes crazy over lost bet on Arkansas Razorbacks, stabs friend 18 times in the throat. You know, headlines like that, and it does make you wonder. You know, yeah, maybe those guys are drinking or something like that, but that isn't always the case. And you got parents who are, you know, killing their kids or, you know, hurting their kids or something like that. And it just makes you wonder exactly what the hell is going on in their head. And I think you've explained exactly how this works on a frequency level, a scientific level, that there's an actual basis and some sort of psychological parameters affiliated with any of these particular waves that your brain might be operating in.
Yeah. Well,
it's amazing.
The thing is, if, you know, we've got to take it a step further. We have evidence because of HARP that there's something consciously being done by some people who've got anything other than our best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may have higher purposes to the use of their system, but as I say, what is explained as a weather modification device to one person in a calm and peaceful area becomes an altogether different thing in the description of the people who sit underneath the tornado that it created.
Right.
It's a sense that, you know, it's all relative. These jerks who are the bureaucrats who are sitting in secret places listening even to this, wake up. Wake up, you idiots. You're hurting yourselves. So that's a message to them. Now back to everyone who cares. there is no good in a thing that weakens the human race so thoroughly. And the thing is that it's added to in the woes by putting poor frequency foods into the system, the soda drinks and the boxed bottles and canned goods that are so lifeless, you know, denatured by ionic bombardment themselves with X-ray scanning and all those sort of things. So we're getting a world of denatured energies. We need to do something about it. This is where good supplementation and good energy work and protective work for the body is so vital.
Oh, man. Brilliant, brilliant stuff from our good friend Alistair Jackson. Folks, stay with us. We have to pause here for a brief station identification, but we'll be back in only 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio.